우리 새 가족들이나 렘넌트들이 많이 하는 질문입니다.
This is a question that's given by a lot of new believers as well as remnants.
기도가 잘 안 되집니다.
Oh, prayer doesn't really take place well for me.
어떻게 기도해야 됩니까?
So how should I pray?
뭐 걱정할 필요 없습니다.
You don't have to worry.
누가복음 11장 1절을 보면 제자들도 기도가 안 돼 가지고 우리에게 기도 가르쳐 주세요 이렇게 했어요.
If you look in Luke chapter 11 verse 1, even the disciples of Jesus didn't know how to pray and so they asked Jesus, "Please teach us to pray."
그렇게 해서 낸 답이 주기도문입니다.
And the answer that was given by that question was the Father's prayer.
요 마태복음에는 기록이 없는데 누가복음을 보면은 세례요한이 기도 가르치는데 우리에게도 가르쳐 주십시오라고 제자들이 얘기한 겁니다.
And so we don't see this recorded in the book of Matthew, but in Luke we see that the disciples ask and John the Baptist answers.
대부분 기도가 잘 안 되고 있죠.
And majority of people prayer isn't taking place for them.
하나님 앞에서 진실로 제가 고백할 게 있다면요. 나는 구원 받은 그 다음에 기도의 행복 축복을 누리고 있어요.
Now, if I could truly give my confession before the Lord, ever since I had received salvation, the next blessing that I really truly enjoy is prayer.
그래서 기도 이게 안 되지면요, 다 안 되는 겁니다.
And so if prayer doesn't take place for you, everything isn't taking place.
하나님의 자녀니까 응답은 오는데 하나도 못 누리고 거의 다 놓치게 돼요.
And because you're children of God, answers do come to you, but because you're not enjoying prayer, you're losing hold of it all.
첫째, 말부터 달라집니다.
First of all, your words start to change.
기도를 모르면 말을 많이 해야 돼요.
And if you do not pray, if you do not know what prayer is, you have to speak a lot.
안 그러면은 그 일단 내가 인생이 잘 이게 뭐가 잘 안 돼요. 자꾸 말해야 되는 겁니다.
If not, you have to just work so hard because nothing in life takes place for you.
다릅니다.
And it's different.
기도가 안 되지면 생각을 많이 해야 돼요.
And if prayer doesn't take place, you have to think a lot.
없죠.
You have no choice but to do that.
그 생각이 곧 창세기 3장인데 그걸로 빠져요.
And the thought that you have, that is in itself Genesis chapter 3, and you fall into that.
생각 다릅니다.
And so everything changes, 이게, and it's different.
기도가 되어지는 사람들은 이 알죠.
And so people who has prayer take place, they already know.
기도를 못 하는구나 알게 되지.
And they know that when they speak with somebody, oh, this prayer isn't taking place for them.
훨씬 달라집니다.
And so in many aspects, things are different.
특별하게 산에 가야 될 경우가 있습니다.
Now, there are times when you really do have to go into the mountains to pray.
그렇지 않고 산에 가는 사람들 기도가 안 돼서 가는 거예요.
But majority of the time, people go up to the mountains to pray because prayer isn't taking place for them.
또 우리가 특별하게 밥을 먹지 말고 기도해야 될 때가 있습니다.
And there are special times when we say, let's not eat and let's just really focus on prayer.
그러나 그래야만 굶어야만 기도가 된다는 것은 기도를 모르는 거죠.
But the fact that prayer can only take place because you fast and you starve yourself, that means that you don't know what prayer is.
이게 여러 군데가 달라져.
And so in very different various aspects, things are different.
벌써 처음부터 예언된 성경의 말씀이 그리스도를 보내겠다 그랬거든요.
From the very beginning, one of the things that were prophesied in the Bible was that God will send Christ.
그 단어 아니고는 해결이 안 되니까.
Why? Because unless it's that word, nothing can solve this.
재앙, 저주, 이게 사단 해결 안 돼요. 지옥 배경 해결이 안 돼요.
You cannot solve the problems of Satan, your background of hell, your curses.
뭐 선임이나 이런 게 잘못했단 말이 아니고 여러분에게도 그리스도 필요해요.
And so I'm not saying that being a monk is wrong, but even you yourselves need Christ.
산에 가서 더 아무리 닦아도 소용없어요.
And no matter how much you sit up on the mountainside, it doesn't matter.
영적 문제 해결이 안 된다.
Because you cannot solve your spiritual problems.
그래서 하나님이 그리스도를 보내겠다.
And that's why God promises to send Jesus Christ.
그 그리스도께서 오셨다 하는 게 복음서예요.
And if we see the letters of the gospel is when it says that Christ has already come.
이 그리스도는 어떤 일을 행하셨느냐를 설명하는 게 사도행전부터 요한계시록.
And so if you look from the books of Acts all the way to Revelation, it speaks about the works that Christ has done.
자, 이 그리스도께서 사람의 몸을 입고 와야 사람을 구원할 거 아닙니까?
Now this Christ has to come into the form of man in order to save man.
그 사람의 몸을 입고 와서 공생의 3년 동안의 모든 걸 해결하고 가십니다.
And as he came in the form of man, while he was on earth for 3 years, he spoke about everything and solved everything.
그 중에 기도를 가르치고 가십니다.
And in the midst of that, he taught prayer.
자, 그렇다면 너무 중요하죠.
Now then, this is very important.
여러분이 아무것도 염려 안 해도 됩니다. 복음 받은 구원 받은 여러분이 기도할 수 있다면 세계를 움직일 수 있어요.
Do not worry about anything. If you who have been saved can truly know what prayer is and know how to pray, you can save this entire world.
왜냐? 땅 끝까지 이르러 증인될 거라고 했어요.
Why? Because God said to the very ends of the earth you'll be my witnesses.
그렇다면 이 올바른 기도는 하나님의 것을 누리고 세계 움직일 수 있는데 먼저 해야 될 게 있어요.
Now it says that correct prayer can enjoy the things of God, but before that, there is something that we must do.
오늘 예수님 가르친 기도를 가만 보면요, 끝에 가서 이런 말씀이 나옵니다.
If you look at the teachings of Jesus of how to pray, at the end it says this.
30절에 오늘 있다가 내일 아궁이에 던져지는 들풀도 하나님이 이렇게 입히시거든.
In verse 30 it says, God clothes the grass of the field which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven.
아니 저 길에 있는 들풀도 하나님이 키우시는데 네가 염려할 거 있겠냐?
God even clothes the grass of the field on the street, so would not God take care of you?
그러면서 하는 말이 그런 건 다 이방인들 구원 못 받은 사람들 하는 거 아니냐?
And then,
and
then after that he says, these are the things that the Gentiles seek after.
그런즉 너희는 먼저 그의 나라와 그의 의를 구하라.
So, but first seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
그리하면 너 모든 것을 너에게 더해 주시리라.
And all these things will be added to you.
자, 일단 예수님께서 가르친 이 기도와 이 이유는 굉장히 중요한 거죠.
So, it's very important the reasons why Jesus taught us this prayer.
솔직히 여러분이 알 겁니다. 본인이니까 저는 옛날에 기도가 뭔지를 모르겠.
You will know this honestly to yourself. For me, I knew honestly that I did not know prayer is. And I didn't know how to pray.
또 뭐 기도가 뭐 하긴 하는데 뭐 어떻게 해야 되나 주여 삼창하라는데 뭐 저는 모르겠더라고 의미가 없더라고요.
And I did pray and I called out his name three times but it had really not much significance to me.
철학기도 나갔더니 뭐 주여 삼창하라는데 저는 안 했어요. 그냥 가만히 있는데.
You go to late night prayer and they say, let's call out the name of the Lord three times and I didn't do that.
그러니까 이유를 알겠는데 그때는 모르겠더라고.
Now I know why they call upon the name of him three times and pray, but back then I didn't understand why they did that.
그리고 제가 한동안에는 초창기 때 전도사 때요. 철학기도를 교회 가야 되잖아요.
And so in the beginning when I was an assistant pastor, you had to go to church especially for the late night prayers.
그럼 뭐 가가지고 밤샘 기도하는 이게 진짜 힘들더라고요.
And when I go to pray, praying all night long, it was very difficult.
그 다음 날도 활동해야 되는데 얼마나 힘듭니까?
And you have to work all day long the next day. So how difficult must that have been?
와서 열심히 철학이던 아줌마들이기 때문에 이제 그걸 보면서 이렇게 우리가 함께 동참하는 거죠.
And so we see the older, elderly female women who comes to pray late at night. So we have to, of course, we join with them.
네, 기도에 답이 안 나와 있었습니다.
But I couldn't receive the solution, the answer to prayer was.
기도 답 나오고부터요. 먼저 있을 이유도 없어.
But ever since I received the answer to prayer, there's no use for me to use humanism.
어떤 면에서는 뭐 내 주장도 필요 없어. 내가 틀리는데 내 주장도 필요 없어.
To the point where I didn't even need my own opinions because I knew that my opinions were wrong.
하나님 응답이 보이는데 굳이 그걸 안 하고. 내주장한다. 불가능한 얘기예요.
Think about it. It's so impossible for 그렇죠? me to not choose the things of God when I see that right before my eyes and do what I wanted to do.
우리 다락방과 임마누엘 교회를 향한 하나님의 뜻이 확실하게 보이는데 내가 굳이 그걸 안 하고 내 걸 주장한다는 그거는 거의 뭐 정신병이죠. 그거는.
So think 그렇죠? about it. If I see the will of God for the 다락방 movement and the organization, especially the Emmanuel Church, and I don't do that and I do something else, that's
이렇게 기도 하나 알고 모르고가 굉장한 차이를
That's the most foolish thing ever. And so knowing what prayer is and not knowing it, there's a huge difference.
자, 그러다면 여러분 오늘 해결하셔야 됩니다.
Then if that's so, that you have to solve this today.
그래서 뭐 많은 목사님들 설교하는데 제 설교와 목사님 설교 들으지 말고 하나님의 말씀을 딱 보면서 하면 답을 내야 돼.
There's so many different sermons that's been given out by pastors today. So don't just listen to my sermon or some other pastor's sermon, but listen to the voice of God today.
그 예수님 오늘 크게 두 가지를 얘기한 겁니다.
And so we see that today Jesus speaks about two great things.
기도가 뭐며 올바른 기도가 뭐냐 그걸 설명한 거예요.
He explained what incorrect prayer was and also what correct prayer is.
그 예수님께서요.
And that's what Jesus said.
지금 야, 기도할 게 뭐 있냐?
He said, "What's the point of praying?"
하늘에 계신 우리 아버지 이름이 그렇게 되는 거 아니냐?
There's nothing really much to pray about. Pray about the kingdom of God.
아, 뜻이 이미 하늘에 정해졌으니까 그게 땅에 이루어질 기도하면 되는 거 아니냐?
And because the will of God has already been made, just pray for that to be fulfilled on earth.
아, 우리 배경이 천국이니까 하나님 나라 임하시도록 기도하면 된 거 아니냐?
And our background is from the kingdom of heaven. So just pray for that to be fulfilled. And so if we really have to pray, what should we pray about?
여러 번 먹는 거 아니잖아요.
We don't eat numerous times a day.
그렇죠.
Isn't that so?
아무리 배가 커도 한 달 걸 먹지 못해요.
And no matter how big your stomach might be, you can't eat a month's full.
이 말이에요.
And so just pray for the three daily meals that you have.
그렇게 하고 있으면 네가 용서받기에 달았으면 용서해줘.
And if you truly have to pray about something, pray for to be forgiven so that you can forgive others too.
그래 놓고 하신 말씀이 누구를 염려가 많냐?
And then he says, why are you so anxious?
들풀도 하나님이 먹이시지 않냐?
God even closes the fields of the grass. These are the words of Jesus.
그럼 막 이방 부신자처럼 막 이가장하고 염려하면 기도하는 그게 맞느냐?
And you worrying about all these things, seeking the things that the Gentiles do, is that correct?
그의 나라와 그의 의를 구하라.
But first seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will be added to you.
너무 많이 되는 답인 거예요. 그래 맞다.
And so for me, this was the answer that really gave me grace.
기도 깨닫고부터요. 저는 뭐가 이제 좀 되더라고요. 그러니까 막 기도가 뭔지 모르는 이게 내게 제일 평생의 고민이었어요.
And so ever since I realized what prayer was, things started to take place because ever since, ever before that, nothing was taking place for me.
그래가지고 말이지 우리 어머니하고 그 친구들 기도하는 데를 가보면요. 의자 뒷좌석에 앉아서 방송하고 기도하는데 얼마나 몸 움직이게 되든지 나중에 아침 저 앞에 가 있어요.
And so I was looking at my mother or my friends pray and they pray on their knees on, you know, on a little piece of carpet or rug and later on they move their bodies so much they're in the very front of the row.
근데 그분들 지금 교회도 안 다니거든요.
But these people, they aren't even going to church right now.
뭐지?
And I thought, what is this?
뭡니까?
Then what is truly prayer?
또 나는 막 은사 받은 사람들 많이 봤거든요.
And I also saw people who were gifted with talents.
아, 거의 지금 현상 유지, 자기 유지도 못해요.
And if you look at them now, I realize they can't even support themselves.
물론 한 사람 보고 판단할 수는 없습니다.
Of course, we can't determine all this looking at just one individual.
뭐냐는데.
But what truly is prayer?
꼭 담내야 됩니다.
We have to come to this conclusion because you are the people of God.
공생에서 가장 처음부터 끝까지 강조한 게 이거예요.
And this is what Jesus emphasized from the very beginning to end while he was on earth.
오직 성령 충만임하도록 기도해라.
And then later on, he said just wait, praying for the filling of the Holy Spirit.
그러면 능력이 생기는데 그때부터는 딴 것까지 증인 될 거라.
Then you'll receive God's power and then you'll become his witnesses to the very ends of this earth.
시간 없습니다.
We don't have a lot of time.
우선 올바른 기도 이전에 틀린 기도를 몇 가지 알아요.
So let's really simply put, now what are the incorrect prayers?
그걸 예수님이 지적하는 겁니다.
And these are the things that Jesus mentioned.
우리가 완전히 재앙 속에 빠져서 그게 맞다고 자꾸 이스라엘이 기도하고 있어요.
Now people have fallen into disaster and Israelites they're continuously praying saying that this is right.
복잡한 걸 다 빼고 하나만 얘기하겠습니다.
And so I'll take out all the things that are just very complicated and I'll say one thing.
이스라엘 지금 망한 거예요.
The Israelites were completely destroyed being colonized by Rome.
거기서 바리새인들은 요직을 차지해서 있습니다.
And if we see that the Pharisees are there in different places and they're in leadership.
그걸 기도라고 계속하고 있어요.
And they continue to emphasize saying that this is what prayer is.
두 번째 틀린 기도입니다.
And then this is the second incorrect prayer.
이게 나밖에 모르는 창세기 3장 6장 11장에 그대로 빠져서 그걸 기도하고 있어요.
They're praying constantly on themselves, focusing on the problems of Genesis chapter 3, 6, and 11.
제가 40년 전에 기도를 모를 때요. 너무 교회가 이상하고 힘든 거예요.
40 years ago, when I didn't know what prayer was, I went into the church and the church was so strange and it was so difficult.
여러분, 진짜 기도 응답하고 세계 움직일 사람들 그러지 않잖아요. 교회가 말이죠. 너무 싸우고 이렇게 하는 거예요. 특히 장로님들이 그렇게 싸워요.
But people who truly knew what prayer in the gospel was, we see that it isn't like that for them. But when I went into the church, I see they were always fighting, that their elders were never receiving answers.
싸우고 싶어 싸우겠습니까? 복음 잘 모르고 기도에 힘이 없으니까. 거예요,
But do you think that they're fighting because they want to fight? They fight because they don't know the mystery of the gospel. They don't know what prayer is.
아니, 누가 화내고 있겠습니까? 화가 나는데 어떡할 거예요?
Who wants to 그렇죠? fight? Who wants to get angry?
우리 싸우는 거예요.
You know, that's why they fight because they have no choice but to become angry.
이래가지고 제가요, 기도를 할 줄 모르니까 새벽 기도 인도하면서 기도할 줄 모르는데 가서 하나님께 내가 계속 뭘 얘기했냐? 하나님 나를 진짜 어디 좀 보내달라.
And so I had to lead early morning prayer when I didn't even know what prayer was and I would always say to the Lord, Lord, just send me somewhere.
그러니까 틀려도 기도를 해야 응답받지. 내 기도하는 하나님에게 깨달았다.
So even if you're praying the incorrect prayer, you should still continue to pray because God finally gave me a realization.
그게 문제가 아니고 지금 네가 뭐 해야 되느냐.
The problem is not that. It's about what you need to do.
아, 그렇습니다.
And I came to that realization. I said, you're right.
그 시작을 한 거죠.
And that's when I started to begin.
결국 우리는 창세기 3장 6장 11장을 계속 말하는 거예요.
No, we in conclusion 그렇죠? continuously talk about 3 Genesis chapter 3 6 아니, and 11. It's all about me.
이 진짜 응답 받아 버리면 그럴 필요가 없잖아요.
There's no reason for you to do that if you're truly receiving true answers.
그 뭡니까?
And then what's the third?
유대인들이 기도하는 거는 참 뭐 이렇게 막 이렇게 막 자리 아, 내가 막 이런 대제사이고 막 너는 바리새인이고 나는 뭐고 이걸 위해서 기도하는 거예요.
The Jews were continuously praying about their positions and titles. Oh, I'm a high priest or I'm this and that.
네 번째는 뭡니까?
But what's the fourth thing?
오늘 예수님이 결국 말씀한 건 전부 육신 기도만 하는 거예요.
So all the things that Jesus mentions are the physical prayers that mankind was giving.
육신 기도도 해야죠. 그러나 육신 기도만 하고 그게 중심이라면 틀린 거라니까.
Of course we need to give these prayers about the physical things, but if it's only about the physical things then it's incorrect.
다섯 번째는 뭡니까?
And then the fifth.
이상스럽게 지금 사단이 좋아하는 걸로 자꾸 기도해요.
Strangely, people were praying the prayer that Satan really likes.
감히 사단이 예수님께 와서 뭐라고 말했습니까?
Now, how what does Satan say to Jesus?
이 떡 만들어 먹어봐요.
Make this rock into bread.
나왔어요.
That's what he said.
우리가 이거 기도하는지도 몰라요.
We don't even know that we're praying a prayer like this.
뭐라고
And then what else?
이거 하나님 아들 맞으니까 뛰어내려봐. 그러면 네가 네 다리 맞을 거 아니야. 마귀가 그랬다니까요.
No, do you see that the devil went to the Jesus and said, "You are the Son of God, so just jump off this cliff. He'll protect you." But what is that?
명예심을 막 자극하는.
He goes and tries to hinder him and attack him.
우리가 명예심이 올라가면 막 간절히 기도합니다. 틀린 기도예요, 그게.
And we pray the prayer 맞아요. when we are tempted by our honor or our fame.
왜 틀린 기도냐? 사단이 볼 때 웃었다니까요.
No, why is it incorrect? Because in the eyes of Satan, it's very funny.
예, 사단이 전혀 두려워하지 않는 존재가 돼요.
We become someone that Satan is not afraid of. First, for already, we see that Christ completely bound him. He said, look at all this. Just bow down to me and I'll give it to you. If we're not correct, we can, or careful, we can actually pray that same prayer.
성전 건축이라는 어마어마한 지금 시대적인 축복으로 우리는 가고 있습니다.
Right now, we are praying, looking forward to the church constructions, but we have to understand this very correctly.
많은 그 수도권의 큰 교회들, 마귀 심부름하다 다 망했잖아요.
There are so many mega churches in Seoul, and yet they're running the errands of Satan, and they're crumbling.
그 뭐 이익 보려고 달라들다 싸워가지고 다 망하고.
They go after all these benefits for themselves, and they completely just fall. It's so funny.
심지어 어떤 인간은요.
Some people, they gather all the offerings of the church and they run away with it in Seoul. And they're doing this tremendous errand for Satan. And so it's truly starting today, you must pray the prayer of receiving answers. What is the first? It is the prayer to come out of darkness.
뭐죠?
What does that mean?
앞부터 봐야 돼. 마태복음 5장 21, 36절에 너희는 분노하지 말라.
So from the very beginning, we see in Matthew chapter 5, in the beginning, it says, do not be angry.
왜냐하면요, 사단이 24시 여러분을 지금 따라다니면서 시험 걸라고 했다.
Why? Because 24 hours, Satan is following you to bring you into temptations and trial.
24시 여러분 망하는 게 목적이잖아요.
So you must remember this and realize that Satan's goal is to destroy you. So 24 hours he's following you.
여러분을 이길 수 없다는 거 알아. 그러니까 자꾸 흔드는 거예요.
And he knows that he cannot overcome you. So what does he do? He tries to tempt you and shake you.
사자같이 두루다니며 생겨서 찾아.
And then the Bible it says that he will roar around. He's roaring around like a roaring lion.
에베소서 4장 27절에 분노할 때 그때 사단이 역사한다고.
And then Ephesians 2. When you become angry, that's when he starts to attack.
그러면서 나와야지. 허감 안에서 주여 하고 아무리 기도해본 날 소용이 없는 거예요.
And so you have to come out from darkness. No matter how much you pray, holding onto God's word and calling out His name inside of darkness, it's not going to work.
영혼을 떠버리면 당연히 누가 뭐 교회에서 뭐 누가 사람 화내도요. 그 사람이 지금 너무 힘들어 사는 소리이기 때문에 이해가 되고 오히려 기도해 주게 돼.
And so if your spiritual eyes are open, no matter what anybody says in the church, you start to see that person and starts to really pray for that person, knowing he has no choice.
37절에 맹세하지 말라.
And then in verse 33, he says, "Do not swear."
야, 그것도 왜냐 내 주장이거든. 하지 마.
Why? Because it's all again. It's about you and your opinions.
5장 38, 42절에 보복하지 말라.
And then in chapter 5, verse 44.
그럼 네 잘못은 왜 보복하지 마?
He says, "Don't go and persecute others."
6장 1절 4절에는 사람에게 보이려고 구제하지 마라.
And then in chapter 6, verse 1 through 4, don't try to do things in order to show others.
오늘 6장 5절에 사람에게 보이기 위해서 기도하는 것 응답 없다라고 했어.
And then the prayer that you give to show others so that it may be seen by others, it has no answers.
그렇잖아요.
Isn't that so?
장로님들이 주일 예배 기도하실 때요. 여러분이 진짜 하나님 앞에서 준비하고 기도한다면 그는 굉장히 큰 응답.
When an elder comes and pray for the worship and they truly pray before the Lord, then those answers has no choice but to come.
목사님들이 만약 설교할 때 너무 사람 앞에서요 막 그건 설교 아닙니다.
But if a pastor gives a sermon so that it's in front of people, 그렇죠. that is not a sermon.
아무리 내가 모자란 인간이고 아무리 우리 여러분 힘이 없다는 치더라도 그건 우리 여러분 사정이지. 하나님은 성령으로 역사하시게 돼 있다.
No matter how lacking and how weak I may be, that's up to you. But everything else, God will do and God will fulfill.
사람에게 보이려고 구제하거나 기도했으면 응답 안 받아도 되잖아요. 사람이 봤으니까.
Think about it. If you're doing good deeds and you pray before man so that people can see you, then you don't have to be rewarded because you have already been seen.
6장 6절에 골방으로 들어가.
And so in chapter 6, verse 6, it says, go into a room and shut the door.
골방 들어가서 기도해야 됩니까?
Does that mean that we have to always go into a room and shut the door and pray?
아무도 안 본 데다가 기도해야 됩니까?
Then do you have to always go hiding into prayer? No.
하나님 앞에서 기도해.
It means to pray before God.
성령에 의해서 영적인 세계입니다. 짐승은 절대 이걸 못해요. 하나님 앞에서 기도해요.
It's a spiritual realm. This is something that animals cannot do. Pray before God.
짧은 기도의 역사입니다.
And in that short prayer, God will work. 그렇죠. Isn't that so?
하나님 앞에 여러분 서면요. 짧은 기도의 굉장한 역사.
And when you stand before the Lord, in that short time, great works will take place.
남용할 거 없어. 나를 하나님 앞에 딱 내놔.
There's no reason for you to criticize about others. Just reveal yourself before the Lord.
요가는 좀 옳은 말이 너무 많아요. 내가 나를 하나님 앞에 내놓으면요.
And now think about it. When you're criticizing 그렇죠. others, there's a lot of things to say, but when you're revealing yourself before the Lord and stand before Him,
나를 하나님 앞에 내놓으면요. 미쳤나 왜 저런 소리 하지 이랬던다니까요.
The truth comes out, but if you don't do that and you look at the other person, you think, is that person's crazy? Why is he doing that?
나를 하나님 앞에 내놓으면 맞는 말 너무 많아요.
When you reveal yourself and stand before the Lord, you realize the other person 그렇죠. is actually saying the correct things.
그게 문제가 아니래.
And you realize that's not even an issue.
그게 흠자. 그래 첫 번째입니다. 흑암에서 빠져 나와라 이게.
And so most importantly, the first thing to come out of darkness.
두 번째입니다.
Second.
오늘 예수님 말씀하는 기도.
These are the words of Jesus of how to pray.
막 한마디로 보좌의 능력을 누리라.
First of all, enjoy the power of the throne of heaven.
나오는 순간부터 여러분 그런 자격이기 때문에 누리기 시작.
And so when you come out of darkness, you already have the right to do this, and you start to enjoy these blessings.
아브라함이 불신앙 버리는 순간 벌써 보좌 문이 열리.
The moment that Abraham discarded all of his unbelief, we see that the gates of heaven's open. And what does it say?
하늘에 계신 아버지.
It says, "Father God, which art in heaven."
지옥에 계신 아버지 이러면 지옥을 누려야 되잖아요.
Think of, if it's our Father in hell, then we have to say our Father who is in hell.
하늘에 계신 내 아버지.
But Father who is in heaven.
그러니까 하늘의 보좌의 축복 누리는 겁니다.
And so we're enjoying the blessings of the throne of heaven.
그 이름이 다르다 이거요. 거룩하게요.
He said, that name is different. May your name be raised and holy.
또 그걸 끝낸 거 아닙니다.
And it didn't just end there.
임하도록.
And for your kingdom to come.
보좌의 축복이요.
That is the blessing of the throne. And then what else?
뜻이 하늘에 이루는 것 같이 땅에서.
And so may your will become done on earth as it is in heaven.
마지막에서 대개 나라와 근세와 영광.
And says for it to the very end. It says for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory.
아버지께 있음을 기도해라.
We pray for that because it's yours.
굉장한 거죠.
This is tremendous.
이 축복을 누리는 겁니다.
We're enjoying these blessings.
양식은 일용할 양식밖에 못 먹으니까 걱정하지 마.
And because we can only eat our daily fill, don't worry about that.
우리가 할 거 있다면. 다른 사람 잘못 용서해줘.
And if there's something that we must do, it's about forgiving others. So that because we have received forgiveness. These are the words of Jesus.
그리고 시험 걱정하지 말.
And don't worry about the temptations that are given.
시험을 없애주세요. 우리 그렇게 기도하자. 틀린 기도입니다.
We always say, "Oh God, let, you know, make the temptations go away."
시험에 들지 말게 하옵소서.
But we should pray that we are not led into temptation.
땅 살아가는 동안 왜 시험이 없습니까?
Think about living on this earth. How can you not have temptations?
시험 없는데 가려면 나 시험이 필요 없나? 왜 이리 시험 많습니까? 하면 그럼 집으로 떠나면 돼요. 그 외에는 있어요.
You know, think about it. If you say there are so many temptations inside of your house, then you have to just leave your house. But if you live on this earth, you have to face them.
시험에 들지 않게 하옵시고.
It doesn't face us at all. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. These are the prayer of Jesus. How important is this? These are the answers that we must receive.
내가 지금 예를 들어서요. 이게 부스름이 났다.
Let's say that, for example,
아프잖아요.
I had this, you know, a part of my skin that's like very hurting.
동생이 옆에 자다 건드렸다.
And let's say that I had a scar and my younger
아프잖아요.
brother poked me and it will hurt. Then who's at wrong or fault?
꼭 따지면 누구 잘못이?
No, if we're really nitpicking at it, who's at fault? It's me.
내가 부스럼 나 있으니까 상대가 건드니까 아픈 거요.
I had this scar. Somebody comes and poke me. Of course, it's gonna hurt.
아프면요, 누가 위로하는 것도 아파. 두드리면 아프다니까요.
And no matter how much you know somebody's trying to encourage me and pats me on the back where I have a scar, it's gonna hurt.
이 어마어마한 축복 속에 하나님이 지금 보좌에 대한 설명 예수님이 연속으로 몇 개.
And so we see that in repeating himself, he talks about the blessings of the throne of heaven that we should receive.
그의 나라와 그의 의를 구하라.
And then it says to know and gain what is on earth and is in heaven.
이게 요즘 나오고 있는 성삼위 하나님의 축복과 보좌의 능력 아홉 가지를 말하는 거예요. 이걸 기도해라.
This is what we're talking about these days when we mention the triune God and the blessings of the nine settings. This is what we need to pray about.
이게 교회와 현장에 임해야 될 거 아닙니까? 그걸 보고 지금 이 그의 의를 구해라.
And this must be fulfilled in all of our fields, and that's what we say for your kingdom to come.
응답이 될 수밖에 없죠.
And so answers have no choice but to come to us then.
마지막 하나를 또 가르쳤어요.
And then he taught us one last thing.
이건요, 흑암을 완전히 무릎 꿇게 하는 거예요.
It is the answer where we make Satan comes to its knees.
그게 뭔가 보세요.
What is that?
그게 14절, 15절입니다.
It is verse 14.
주기도문 가르치고 난 뒤에 완전히 무릎 꿇게 하는 기도가 있어요.
And so after teaching them how to pray, we see in verse 14 the prayer that brings Satan to its knees.
제가 읽어보겠습니다.
I'll read it.
너희가 사람의 잘못을 용서하면 너희 하늘 아버지께서도 너희 잘못을 용서하시리니와.
For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
너희가 사람의 잘못을 용서하지 아니하면 너희 아버지께서도 너희 잘못을 용서하지 아니하시리라.
But if you do not forgive others for their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
기도하시다 말씀이에요.
These are the words that we see right after prayer. So what does that mean?
이 말 뜻을 알아야 돼요.
You have to understand the significance of these words.
잘하는데.
He's saying, go and forgive those who are doing wrong.
그는 두 가지 이유가 있어요.
And there's two reasons behind that.
흑암을 완전히 무릎 꿇게 만들어.
To make Satan come to its knees.
그 말이에요.
That's what it's saying.
또 하나는 뭡니까?
And then what else? Because I am at wrong too.
우리가 말이죠, 뭐 제대로 벌 받는다고 하면 우리 지금 멀쩡한 사람 하나도 없어요.
Think about it. If we should all be judged, there's not a single person here who's not at fault.
여러분 뭐 잘못 말한 거 얼마나 많습니까?
Think about all the wrongdoings that you've committed.
잘라야 돼.
And then you have to cut off all your limbs.
법대로 같은데.
If we're doing it according to the law.
안 볼 거 얼마나 많이 봤습니까?
Then we see all these things that we shouldn't have seen. Then we have to gouge out your eyes.
그렇죠.
Isn't that so?
안 먹을 거 얼마나 많이 먹어. 이빨 다 뽑아야 돼.
And then all the things that you shouldn't eat, you have to pull out all your teeth.
안 갈 때 얼마나 많이 가세요.
And then all the places that you should not be going to, you have to cut off all your feet.
하나님께서 잘못된 사람 용서해.
God said to forgive those who trespasses others. Do you know what that means? It is a prayer that completely brings Satan to its knees. It is three prayers to come out of darkness, to enjoy the blessings of the throne of heaven that overcomes the forces of darkness. And then not just that, but to make Satan and darkness come to its knees.
여러분이 이 축복을 누릴 수 있어야 됩니다.
You must be able to enjoy these blessings.
평생의 우리 영적 상태가요, 어릴 때 태어나서는 엄마 아버지 때문에 영적인 게 만들어집니다.
Now our spiritual life or the entire life that we have is first made when we are a child and born to our parents.
어쩔 수 없어요.
And we have no choice but to be that way.
그러고 기도를 모르고 초중고등학교를 졸업.
And not knowing what true prayer is, we graduate from elementary, middle school and high school.
이 기도의 축복을 못 누리면서 결혼까지 합니다.
And then we get married, not able to enjoy the blessings of prayer.
그러니까 이 원수지간에 화목하려면 얼마나 힘든지 몰라요.
So think about it. You're enemies and you're trying to bring harmony into your family. It's so hard.
그래가지고 세상을 나간다.
And then you go out into the world.
힘듭니다.
It's very difficult.
그래서요. 여러분이 조금만 오늘도 기도하시면 됩니다.
And so starting today, just pray just a little bit.
여러분 기도의 모델 되어야죠.
And you have to become that model like prayer.
주여 나에게 정말 보좌의 능력 승산하는가 보좌의 능력으로 임하여 주옵소서.
Lord, come upon me the blessings of the throne of heaven, the power of the throne of heaven as a triune God.
이 축복이 나의 산업에 전달되게.
And may these blessings be relayed and transmitted to all of my businesses.
기도입니다.
That's the prayer that we should give.
하나님 나에게
Lord,
정말 승산하는 능력과 보좌의 능력과 이 시대사의 능력으로 내게 역사해 주옵소서.
Work upon me with the power of the Trinity God, the power of the throne of heaven, and work upon me to save this age.
기도만 하는데도 나에게 치유되기 시작해.
And you just pray that prayer and you see healing take place inside of yourself.
저는 이게 그냥 내게 임할 때 그냥 하는 게 아니고 편안하게 건강하게 호흡하면서요.
And so when I pray these prayers to come upon me, I don't just pray it. I pray just having deep prayer.
내쉴 때 축복 전달.
And then as I breathe out 그러니까. or exhale, I transmit all these blessings.
그러니까요.
So try it.
진짜 이상한 사람 놓고요. 주의 성령께서 내게 정말 이 보좌의 축복 내게 임하게 해주옵소서.
Is there a strange person near you? Pray for the filling of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Trinity God come upon you.
이 축복이 그에게 전달돼.
And then may this blessing be transmitted to that person.
그러니까요,
Pray, see what happens.
아주 악한 사람 놓고요. 그 축복해보세요.
Is there a very wicked person near you? Try that prayer and bless him.
그 사람이 회개 안 해도 상관없어.
It doesn't matter if that person doesn't repent.
전혀 영향을 못 미치.
You see that that person cannot give any kind of influence.
깨달으면 응답 받는 거.
And when you realize that, that's your answer. If not, that's okay.
여러분 이 기도에 예수님께서 그래서 숨을 내쉬며 성령을 받으라.
And so, as Jesus said, he said to receive the filling of the Holy Spirit, that breath of life.
예수님께서 마지막 때 감람산에서요. 오직 성령 충만함을 받으면 능력 받게.
And we see the Mount of Olives that he said, when you feel are filled with the Holy Spirit, you receive His power.
땅끝까지 증인들.
And then to the very ends of the earth, you'll be my witnesses. And so pray with this and see what happens.
어린 아이들 보고도 가르쳐 주세요.
And teach this to your young children.
요즘 어린 아이들 너무 그런 많잖아요.
And there's so many kids like this these days.
어제 아래 우연히 텔레비 보니까 어젠가 아래인가 보래. 우연히 텔레비 보니까 뭐가 나오나 하면은. 애가요. 화를 못 참네요.
You know, I was watching TV maybe yesterday, the day before, and Chris and I was watching something, and this child couldn't control its anger.
화를 못 참는 병 그것도 어쩔 수 없고 자기 마음대로 안 되잖아요.
And it's not something that he can do. It's a disease that he couldn't control his anger.
어쨌든 애가 막 스스로 막 외롭고 힘든 거요. 막 화가 나니까.
And sometimes he's so angry, and then brings him to such, you know, loneliness.
학교 선생님 말도 안 들어요.
And he won't even listen to the words of his teacher.
아버지도 때리고 엄마에게도 하고 이래.
And he goes and he hits and ridicules his parents.
뭐 지가 나한테 겁나 화가 나서 못 참겠다는 거죠.
And later on, he says, "I can't control myself because I'm so angry."
그거 왜 그 뭐 오는 선생이 이제 그 목사 딸이에요.
And we see that psychiatrist, oh, she's actually a PK and she teaches people how to do this.
기도하라 소리는 금방 못하니까 조금 멈추고 길게 호흡 세우고.
And because she can't teach people to pray, she says, just stop yourself for a moment and pray. Take deep breaths.
하나, 둘, 셋, 넷, 세 번.
And count to yourself, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
길게 호흡 세우고.
And then go deep, inhale again.
이거 한 번 했는데 얘가 변화가 났어요.
And he just did that once and this child started to change. Realistically, I was watching this on television. And this is a reality TV. It's not a movie that I was watching. Even if you just do that alone, we see that they get healed. But if you're praying, do you understand? But we do not know the depths of prayer.
여러분이 주일날요, 정말로 성삼위 하나님의 오력과 보좌의 능력과 시대 살리는 능력이 내게 임하여.
truly praying, even on Sunday, to pray with the five powers of the throne of heaven, the triune God, and all the powers of this age to come upon me. And then right now, to come upon all my fields of businesses and occupation, because it's the power of God. And if you just do it, it's just like repetition. But if you're truly doing this instead of deep prayer and you're really thinking about it, it's not just repetitive prayer. You're truly enjoying deep prayer. So just try it. Let's say that you're praying about this and the person next to you is not changing at all. It doesn't matter because that change will come to you. We have to enjoy prayer accurately. And that's the end. This is something that Jesus taught from the very beginning. And then again, at the end, he teaches this again. He taught this in the middle of his ministry. He said, to pray, be awake in prayer so that I do not fall into temptation. And then again, on the way to the mountainside, he prays. And when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, then you'll realize everything. And when that Holy Spirit, the Counselor God, is upon you, He'll protect you and lead you. And even to the things that you do not even remember, He'll let you remember.
그렇습니다.
That's right.
오늘 여러분, 오늘 주일날요, 이 기도를 예배석에 가서 계속해 보세요.
And so during this time of worship on this Lord's Day, pray for this.
여러분, 시대의 증인 될 겁니다.
And you'll become witnesses of this age.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
하나님께 감사드립니다.
God, we give you thanks.
오직 성령이 너에게 마시면 권능 받고 땅 끝까지 증인이 되리라.
But when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, be my witnesses to the very ends of this earth.
오순절 날이 이미 이르매.
It says when the day of Pentecost came.
이 언약이 우리의 언약이 되게 해 주옵소서.
May this covenant become ours.
하나님의 보좌의 비밀 누리고 전달하는 증인 되게 해 주옵소서.
May we become the witnesses that enjoys the throne, the blessings of the throne of heaven and transmit it to all people.
영적인 비밀과 힘으로 세상 살리는 육신적인 것을 바꾸는 증인 되게 해 주옵소서.
May we be the witnesses who changes the physical things to the spiritual things.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.